Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Kevin Miles is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world and to see the way that the world is responding. We're going to ask him about what's coming up for him in 2014, but also he's also going to be introducing his single, You and Only You. It's a message that I think you all will appreciate as you're going into your new year. Kevin, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening. How's everyone?
Hey, doing great, Kevin. Thanks a lot for being on with us, and congratulations on this single, You and Only You. The single really, I think, speaks to the heart, I think, of all of us. Kevin, what has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to it?
Well, I tell you, Cyrus, it's been remarkable. I mean, my heart is overjoyed, truly, that the grace of God and His mercy is sufficient for me, so I've been seeing some very great things out of this project.
Yeah. And you know what I think is so great about this song, and like I said, our listeners who haven't heard it yet, Kevin, we'll be letting them know how they can get it, but they'll be hearing it here, is that it really reminds us that we are not alone, that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, that really God has all the power. What has it been like for you to receive that message in your own life, that you're not alone in what you're going through?
Well, you know, that's exactly what it's about, Cyrus. I mean, you know, sometimes you can, do some things and think that you're really doing them and you're not. But for me, I've had that moment in my life to I fought in three wars and thought that I actually did those things on my own and then come to a quick realization that someone was watching over me at all times. So I have testimonies about that.
Well, you know, it's so interesting that you mentioned fighting in three wars, Kevin, because I think, you know, a lot of times people will look at the world today and think that they're in, you know, in a war for themselves, and really, you know, we all are in some sense of the word. Do you think that realizing that in a physical war has really helped to translate for you in the spiritual warfare that we're in, that God really has your back?
Oh, no, definitely. I tell folks all the time, especially young soldiers, I tell them, you know, what good does it to have the baddest weapon there is to have, or the best weapon there is to have, without having the will to do it? So knowing that God has you, it gives you the will and the strength to go on and do what you have to do to survive.
Exactly, and I think that is the message for all of us. So let's go back a little bit. When did this become real for you, that God not only had a plan for you, Kevin, but that He also had a purpose for you? When did you realize that for yourself?
Well, you know, back in 2007, it really became a realization for me. I was one of those guys, Cyrus, that mom and dad took to church every Sunday. I grew up a Catholic, so I have a deep understanding of the Lord as I do, but my relationship wasn't as strong. But back in 2007, I lost a spouse to a very bad disease, someone like Marvin Sapp did with colon cancer. And it really hit me hard to where I know that I had to turn somewhere, and it wasn't within my own strength that I can actually stand up. And I began to turn to God slowly, but He began to take me step by step.
Yeah. And He definitely would do that and will lead us exactly where we need to go. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Kevin Miles. He's making his first appearance on our program. We're talking to him not only about the ministry of music that he's been given, but also what it's been like for him to share with others. Do you think it's that personal connection that you have, Kevin, that people are feeling when they hear your music?
I hope so, Cyrus. I try to write with that intent. I try to arrange different sounds with that intent so they can actually feel that and understand that and know that God is truly real. I mean, you know, we've been deceived a lot in our lives living here on earth, trying to conform to society ways. So that is my intent when I write songs.
Yeah, and I think that is definitely what's happening. So could you have imagined, though, Kevin, that you would be used the way that you are? Because it's obvious you've been given a gift, but you really are, you know, are part of what is the instrument in God's plan, being able to share messages that he would have his people get. You know, when you realize that just by the gift that you've been given, by your using that gift, that you've been given this opportunity, I mean, how humbling is that to know that God chose you to be able to use music to reach people that way?
You know, it's very humbling. You know, never I would have thought that. I was too much in the gym playing basketball, thought I was going to land myself in the NBA. But, you know, my daughter told me something one day. She said, Dad, she says, you know, if God really wrote the plan for us, why are we trying to rewrite it? And I said, you know what, sweetheart? I said, you're saying things that Dad should have been able to identify with a long time ago in his life.
But it's
certainly a humbling experience, Cyrus, that to know that God has chosen me as one of the children on a kingdom mission to go out and share that through song. I mean, you know, we know that music is a universal language and that, you know, it can be expressed. And it is our hope, certainly, that someone through their ear gate can actually, you know, say, okay, I heard something that at least made me invest some time in having a relationship with Christ.
Exactly. I want to go back to what you mentioned about the wars, because that's one of the things I didn't know about you, Kevin. You know, I think we all, you know, no matter, you know, who we are, how much we love God, how much we trust him, we all know what it's like to feel less than. We know what it's like to wonder, you know, how can God love us, you know, or what have I done, you know, to deserve that love. You know, and then we all are going through challenges. You know, just like I know, there are people all around the world that are hurting, that are going through things, and sometimes it's hard for them to feel God's love or to feel as though God is there. You know, what has kept you encouraged and inspired and motivated to keep going? Because so many people give up when they're faced with a challenge or a difficulty. What has kept you motivated to say that regardless of what I'm going through, I'm going to trust in God to get me through it?
The Bible. I began a serious reading of Bible study. It kept my mind to wanting to know more. You know, as Christians, we know that the Word of God is real, it's alive. And the more I read, actually, the more I wanted to find out more. Now, with saying that, Cyrus, I mean, there's a plan by the enemy to not to ever get you to that point. The enemy don't want you to ever pick up the Bible and say, I love it. He wants you to think that, you know, his way is the way which is opposing to God's way, because it seems like it's more fun. But, you know, it's not the, you know, your feeling that God is interested in. It's your faith. And so you got to truly understand that. You know, so many people go into prayer with unbelief and disbelief. Because, you know, Paul said, you know, a wretched man like me, you know, I do things that I don't want to do. But, you know, by the word of God, you know, if you can ever just motivate yourself or pick yourself up to say, you know what, I'm going to read a verse today and let that deal with your spirit. And know that you have a spirit. Know that you're a spirit being, period.
Right.
And that's what kept me going.
Exactly, and I think that's something that people can relate to. I mentioned the single earlier, Kevin, and that we were going to let our listeners know how they can be able to get it for themselves. The single, again, is called You and Only You. How does the single come about?
Well, You and Only You is a song that talks about someone that is seeking and searching a better life. You know, they know enough about Jesus to call on him in time of need. You know, the responsibility of having a relationship with Christ is acknowledged by them through encountering some, you know, tough times. And during those tough times, they try to use their own strength and power to overcome them, resulting in falling short, of course. And as Christians, we know that that is where God wants us to deal with us, by stepping in and showing off his eternal love. So that someone turned to Christ and asked for the direction, solely dependent on him for a new makeover, asking for a renewed mind with new thoughts that opens a new outlook on life. That someone began to trust God, know that only God can do it. So he prays, Lord, you and only you can make me over. I can't do it without you.
Mm-hmm. It's a powerful message, Kevin. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it yet, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Well, I want to give everyone an opportunity to get ready to hear one of the messages through this song that I pray that actually touches your heart. And if you've ever went through anything, just give it to God and know that only God can do those things for you. So this song, You and Only You, will bless and touch your heart.
Lord, I need you to mold me.
That was Kevin Miles with You and Only You right here on Conversations Live, both on the radio dial as well as online. It's from his album Eternal Love. We've been talking to Kevin not only about this journey for him, but also what it's been like for him to share it with other people. So, Kevin, I mentioned the new year is right upon us. How can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as find out what's coming up next for you?
Well, what they can do is that they can touch me if they want to email, they can catch me at Kevin at kevinpmiles.com. If they want to go to the site, they can go to www.kevinmilesministry.com. And the music, the CD now is in stores, Christian stores, and Best Buy. It's online and iTunes, CD Baby, with Tape Music Group. So those are some of the ways that you can get in touch with me and keep in touch with the music and what's going on.
All right. Well, Kevin, congratulations to you on a really powerful single. And, look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here in the new year. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
again,
so much,
everyone.
Cyrus. I'm sorry. Go on, sir.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to you, Cyrus. And I just feel as though that we're on the same mission field. We're trying to get it out there, and that's one of my missions that's been given to me by God, especially in dealing with the young folks and the young adults today. So I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for having me.
Well, look, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you taking out the time to do it. And Kevin has a website as well, kevinmilesministry.com. Kevin, is that the best place for people to go for other information about you as well, too?
That is correct. That's correct.
All right, so kevinmilesministry.com is the other website. I know I was on it earlier today, so make sure you guys go over there to find out more information about the ministry that Kevin is doing. And then, of course, as we mentioned here, to be able to support the single as well. The album is called Eternal Love. You can actually get it from his website as well at kevinmilesministry.com. But also, as he said, you can get it through the online retailers as well. Make sure you guys are supporting it and telling other people about it too. If you guys came in late and missed part of this conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliferadio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.